USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, more commonly referred to as COP27, is being held in Egypt. The Climate Change Conference is all about securing big money for their cause, or else. Nisha Krishnan on CNN is with the World Resource Institute at the massive convention that runs through November 18th.
The scenario only gets worse, right? So right now we are at an inflection point, whether that is to reduce emissions, whether that is to deal with the impacts as they are or proactively deal with them or address them. And without that finance, I think we're all at a stalemate, really, and we will see increasing sort of devastation.
North Korea continues to push its aggressive rhetoric. North Korea, a country of 25 million people, had its leadership on Monday say its recent missile launches were simulated strikes on South Korea and the United States, as the two countries held a dangerous war drill, while the South said it had recovered parts of a North Korean missile it lost near the coast. President Trump ally Tom Barrack has been acquitted of all charges in his trial, stemming from allegations of foreign lobbying. During the trial, the 75-year-old testified in his own defense. He denied an agreement to working with the United Arab Emirates. He also noted that his contract with Emirati officials was related to his private equity firm. Tomorrow it all becomes official. The midterm elections will allow you to decide if we should continue down President Biden's path or to change course, taking America into a new direction. Make sure you fulfill your civic duty. At least 9 people were shot in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Saturday night. Police say 2 are in critical condition and 7 are in stable condition. Multiple people jumped out of a vehicle and fired around 40 rounds. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The RNC chairwoman has some bold predictions for the midterm elections tomorrow in America. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
Ronna McDaniel, the chairperson of the Republican National Committee, was on CNN and says she thinks they will take back the House and the Senate.
We need a president that's going to work across the aisle. None of this happens unless both parties are working together. So if we win back the House and the Senate, it's the American people saying to Joe Biden, we want you to work on behalf of us, and we want you to work across the aisle and solve the problems that we are dealing with.
McDaniel was asked if Mr. Trump announced his candidacy, will they continue to pay some of his legal bills?
We cannot pay legal bills for any candidate that's announced.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A supporter of New York gubernatorial candidate GOP Representative Lee Zeldin was allegedly attacked and assaulted at a rally for Democrat candidate Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday. Hochul was holding the rally with other Democrat officials when counter-protesters showed up with signs and started chanting against Hochul. That's when the alleged violence by Democrat supporters broke out. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tropical storm could be headed to southeast Florida just in time for Election Day. Hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. The center says a system of showers and thunderstorms north of Puerto Rico right now is expected to move to the Sunshine State this week. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.